Hello, this is Esther Wien. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative, and today we will be studying a mashal from Perek 4 of Shir HaShirim. So we talked about the male and the female, and we talked about the mouth-to-mouth kiss or divine inhale or mind meld with God and our commitment at Har Sinai, and we talked about our journey through history and attaining the status of Mother of Hashem, in which we become the source of the attachment of humanity, mankind, to God, and the formation of the self-concept of man as a part of God's self-expression and a unique participant in God's self-expression. And today, in chapter 4, Pasuk 15, we are going to analyze the mashal of Hashem, or the male, being a spring in a garden, the source of Mayim Chayim, Be'er Mayim Chayim, that is flowing, Nozlim Min Levanon. The Pasuk is 4:15, Mayan Ganim, a spring of the garden, of the gardens, Be'er Mayim Chayim, the well of living waters, Nozlim Min Levanon, that is flowing from Lebanon. Well, something in here should sound familiar when we start trying to figure out what is this mashal about. We have a well, Be'er. We know about the Be'er in the desert. We have a Mayan. We have a wellspring. And we have a garden. All right. Let's start with the garden. Well, we know that the entire creation story begins in a Garden of Eden. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take that concept and even understand that idea of Gan Eden in a much deeper way, understanding that this place called the Garden of Eden, okay, as Rambam explains, is actually not a physical place. Rather, it is a state of mind. When a person attains a mind meld with God, meaning when we open our minds to divine thought, when we learn Torah, when we learn anything that is derived from Torah and that is true to Torah, when we attach to the mitzvot with sincerity and devotion, okay? Whenever we commit ourselves to using our life resources to express something of Hashem, whether it be an idea or an action, Torah or mitzvot, okay? We have entered into what is called a higher state of mind. Our mind thinks differently, it operates differently, because it is choosing to identify with God and God's self-expression, as opposed to choosing to be some sort of apparatus that helps us survive by our wits and figure out how best to use this world to our benefit. Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim 2, section 2, chapter 30, Rambam says that when the Pasuk says Hashem took man and placed him in Gan Eden, all right, it means that he put man in a state, okay, of higher rank than all the other beings. Rambam says this idea, he took him, has no reference in position to space, okay, has no reference to position in space. But this indicates that his position in rank among all the other created beings, okay, is elevated, and that there's a prominent character to the aspect of man's existence. That there's a prominence to the character of man's existence. So what we mean is that there is a place of operation called the garden. It means your psyche, when it is operating correctly and it is using its ability to learn in order to fill itself with true ideas. This is called being in a higher rank, and this is called having choices. You see, when we just react to the stimuli around us in survival mode, okay, when our whole agenda is self-preservation and avoidance of pain, then what we use our mind for is strategies. How are we going to do it better? How are we going to make more money? How are we going to invent things that are going to make our life more comfortable? How are we going to attain some sort of satisfaction in this world? However, when we use our mind to absorb the truths that come from Torah and that come via the mitzvahs, and we open up that flow, that shefa of ideas and truths and inspiration and insights. And also, now let's introduce something else. Hashgacha, divine providence. You see, how does divine providence work? It works by Hashem seeding ideas into our head. That helps us make certain decisions or choices or become aware of certain things or notice certain things. And that's really how Hashem runs the world. By Hashem drives history forward by planting ideas in people's heads. When somebody's child wakes up, like this happened to my cousin, is screaming and crying, and the child says, "Mommy, don't get on the plane today. Don't get on the plane today. Don't get on the plane today. I just don't. I feel like you're gonna die, right? You're gonna." And the mother, not being able to comfort the child, doesn't get on the plane, and that plane blows up over Lockerbie, literally. Okay, years ago, remember that flight? That idea was planted in that child's head. That's Hashgacha. And yes, Hashem seeds our mind when that flow is open. And yes, we get even sometimes free gifts like this child. And we get ideas. And that's how Hashgacha works very, very often. That is one of the foundational paths of Hashgacha. However, let's keep going. So the garden is the way of operating. Now, what is nourishing this garden? What is the wellspring, the Be'er Mayim Chayim, the wellspring of living water that is nourishing this garden? Well, obviously, this Be'er Mayim Chayim, you know what it is, okay? The Be'er Mayim Chayim is obviously Hashem. Hashem is referred to as Mekor, the source of the waters of life. And water flows. Remember, we talked about the breath of Hashem that's flowing towards us, that is designing the contours of our mind and letting us know intuitively that we're Tzelem Elokim. And that's why everybody today is crazy looking for their self-expression, right? Well, Hashem is also referred to as the Makar, the source of the flowing waters of life. Because water, the mushel in the physical world, is what sustains our life. And Hashem's truths, Hashem's ideas also sustain our life, not just spiritually, but physically. Because if a person is devoid of any spiritual concept, their life really is at risk. There's no purpose. There's no goal. There's no mission. There's nobody who cares, ultimately. And so the physical life is actually at risk. So we know that, and we have a beautiful commentary called Be'er Mayim Chayim, okay, who explains that the way this source of living waters waters the garden is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the capacity to draw down, as we discuss, the Shefa into our minds. Now, how do we do that? Let's get practical. Well, you can learn Torah. You can think about Torah ideas and talk and have friends that are always focused on that. Even when they're shopping and going to the cleaners, that's always on, you know, in the background. That's what defines us. But not everybody has the opportunity to learn Torah. Not everybody has the skills to learn Torah. Not everybody's been given the circumstances where they can learn Torah. There is another way to draw down those divine ideas and then to grow our garden, to make our garden, our minds, flourish with new insights and epiphanies and understandings. And of course, that translates downstream into choices and actions and contributions to the world. What is the other way to draw down this Shefa flow? Well, mitzvahs. Ki kol mitzvah v'mitzvah hu tzinor. Every single mitzvah is like that tube, remember? That's conducting the flow. Like the umbilical cord, that's conducting the flow from the mother. Kol mitzvah v'mitzvah hu tzinor. It is a conduit, a tube. Asher derech sham mamshich ha'adam elav kol minei ora. And via drawing down these great aspects of Hashem through doing the mitzvahs correctly, a person is drawing down into their mind all sorts of light. Kol mine ora, all types of enlightenment. Kol mine tova, bracha, v'simcha, v'ava, and also the ability to see the world properly, to see the world in a larger picture, in the picture of the big picture, and what's really happening here. To draw down into themselves joy. and to draw down into themselves blessing, which means expansion. Blessing also means something. It means the ability to expand and grow and grow. All from the Makor, the source of all these thoughts, the source of all these forces, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is called the Makor Elyon, the higher source for it all. This is what we mean when we say, Yeshayahu v'shavtem mayim bisason mimayinei HaYeshua. You will draw water in joy from the spring of Yeshua, of salvation. This is a famous song. It's a famous dance, right? Shavtem mayim. Shir HaShirim says that Hashem is the wellspring, or the source, or the well of the flowing waters, or the ideas, or the powers, the life-giving powers. But it is always our choice to draw them into ourselves, to bring them into our minds, and from our minds to embrace them, to devote ourselves to them, to concretize them in real life, to unite the male and female, as we describe in chapter one, by attaching our ideas to our actions, through our passions, through our commitment, through our initiative, through our imagination of how best to express these truths. This flow, and it really is a flow, a shefa flow, which is also, by the way, called the Shechina. That means where we're living in the presence of the Shechina, is what is going to define us, okay? And the flow is coming from Livanon, which really means the higher levels, the higher spheres, the higher realms, all right? And the word Livanon obviously has as its root Lev. Now, Lev in the Torah does not mean heart, okay? Does not mean passions. The Lev of a person in the Torah means really the male-female united, meaning the ideas and the desires to build them into real life, to concretize them, unified. That is called the Lev. In other words, what we call heart and what we call mind, when it's one, that's what the Torah calls as Lev. Okay? The Torah didn't have a word for mind. The Lev encompasses both. So this is being drawn down from the Livanon. What we're saying in short in this mashal is that there is always an ever living, eternal source of divine self-expression, divine thought, divine truth, divine forces of joy and self-expansion, self-expression, and understanding and insight, and all forces and that drive life in this world, all the things that make us happy, all the aspects of the fulfilled life, of the life of generosity and compassion and identification with other people and kindness and understanding other people, and all of that overflow is coming, we could, from that source, and we're drawing it into us, and it's establishing the tzura, the contours, the architecture, so to speak, the design of our mind and ultimately our full identity, which, as we said, will live forever with that divine kiss that we described in Unit 2. So thank you all for learning together and helping us deepen our understanding of this mashal. Our learning was Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.